protecting with food. In this, we've been looking at protecting the sheep from the world. We looked at fear, we looked at flies, we looked at friction. And now we want to look at food. Food being the cause where sheep would lie down. We've been looking at the shepherd's psalm, Psalm 23 in verse 2. It says, "He maketh me to lie down." We saw with fear, with friction, with flies, sheep would never lie down. And even a hungry sheep will never lie down. And so we want to see how food plays a part in a sheep lying down, and how does that apply to us as elders. So let's understand the role of food first as we delve into this. One we need to remember is that food is an indicator of health. Feeding is good for the sheep. And in fact, it's a strong indicator. A healthy sheep will be eager to eat, and it's easily drawn to pasture lands. In fact, they say a good herding dog is great to bring the flock together. But a second is a feeding trough. It will attract the sheep to come together. There's also evidence to show that they are less intimidated by humans if they have food. Food is a good indicator of food, or the desire to have the food is a good indicator of health. Second, when we talk about food, is the issue of quality. You see, not all pasture lands are the same. There is difference based on where it's grown and all of that. A good pasture land would provide both energy and bulk to the sheep. The third aspect about food is that of quantity. And the sheep like to eat a lot. Keeping that in mind, I want to draw this parallel with what's happening in Psalm 23. The Psalm 23, as you know, was written by David, and it's the imagery of the sheep in the promised land, the very land that was spoken about, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, we've said that so many times, and I'm not sure if you've ever stopped to think about what that really means, a land flowing with milk and honey. You see, it's like this. Spring and summer is a good time for the pasture. And when that happens, the cattle start to feed on this pasture, and that leads to cattle start to produce the milk. And also then you have the blooms that bring in the honey that produce the bees, sorry, and that they produce the honey. And so you have the milk flow, and then you have the honey flow. A land flowing with milk and honey is therefore a land which is divinely blessed. It's a pasture land where the sheep are really content. And so when we look at Psalm 23 and we see the sheep lying down, we get this, that it's a contented sheep that is happy and is full, and so therefore it's lying down. It's also interesting when we talk about food, we need to remember about tablelands, and every shepherd knows that the higher the elevation where they have these plateaus, you would find good pasture land. Getting the sheep up to that place is rather a task, but once they get there, the sheep are able to graze on this good pasture land. There's another reason that the shepherd like to take them up to that level is because of protection. At one vantage point, they're able to see the entire sheep as they graze and provide the protection. They have this unobstructed view. And in Spanish, you know, those of us who speak Spanish, we know that mesa is a table land, and or table is mesa, and we read in Psalm 23 in verse 5, it says, "You prepared a table in the presence of mine enemies." You see how that so beautifully connects. A table of abundance in an environment of protection. And we see that is what the sheep is enjoying. And that's a wonderful picture of what the Good Shepherd provides us. And that gives us the onus as elders and what we need to do to facilitate it. So let's look at applications. How do we apply this? One, I want to talk about spiritual hunger in terms of, you know, the sheep having food. And there's something wrong with a local church that's not hungry for God's food, God's word. And that's a cause of concern for any elder. Second issue about a spiritual, not an issue actually, a very good point about spiritual hunger is that the more you feed, the more hungry you are. Unlike in a physical hunger, the spiritual hunger is the intensity increases as you feed more. And so what you have here is intentional elders, intentional about feeding the flock, intentional to make sure that they have the right quantity and the right quality of pasture land to feed on. We see Paul speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 13. He says to Timothy, he says, "Until I come, give attention to public reading of scriptures, to exhortation and to teaching." We see the emphasis of public reading. We see that it's within the context of the local assembly. We also have been looking at that verse in Acts chapter 20 and 27 where it talks about providing the whole counsel of God. And so one thing that we can definitely say that the elders need to be intentional about the quality and quantity of food that they would provide God's people within the flock. When we talk about the shepherd and as application, what is the standard? I want to say God is our standard. The Lord himself is a standard. And we see in Psalm 23 that he is the good shepherd. He is the greatest example of being a shepherd. On the flip side, in Ezekiel, actually, in Ezekiel chapter 34, it's interesting how the Lord actually brings a great example of the shepherds of Israel. And as he castigates them, he presents in himself the kind of shepherd that the flock is so desperately seeking. And I want to read to you from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 12 to 24. And as we do that, I want you to notice the four aspects that we've been covering. The aspect of fear, of flies, of friction, of food is all covered in this passage. And so I want you to notice the first element of fear as I read from Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 12. "As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep," and notice the first element of fear, "and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness, and I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land." Look at the second element of food. "And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them with good pasture. And on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. They shall lie down in good grazing land. And on the rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will also make them lie down, declares God." The third element is about flies. You can see it as the care that the shepherd gives. "I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy, and I will feed them in justice." The fourth element of friction. "And as for you, my flock, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will judge between sheep and sheep, between rams and male goats. Is not enough for you to feed on the good pasture, that you must tread down with your feet the rest of your pasture, and to drink of the clear water, and you must muddy the rest of the water with your feet? And must my sheep eat what you have trodden with your feet, and drink what you have muddied with your feet? Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you push with side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak and with your horns till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set them over them as one shepherd, my servant shepherd David. And he shall feed them, and he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. And I'm the Lord, and I have spoken." That's the passage where, you know, I want to bring it all and say that these are the four elements that prevent the sheep from lying down. So how do we conclude this? How do we sum up the entire message, the four parts that we were looking at? You see, Psalm 23, we've been looking at and we've been saying that that's a great imagery of a contented sheep, and it provides to us the Lord as the good shepherd. Two specific learnings that we can take from this. One is God holds all elders to a high level of intentional care so that they would provide this protection and this food for the sheep. Second, I want us to notice that God provides in himself the gold standards of what a shepherd is meant to be. And so while the elders emulate the chief shepherd, we will see that the flock under their care will lie down to rest in green pastures. May his name be glorified.